CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 2nd of November 2025. Here are the main news headlines. The RSGB National Radio Centre wins the 2025 Sir Arthur Clarke Education and Outreach Team Award. The RSGB releases two panel discussions from its recent convention. Learn how to improve speech clarity with DSP in November's Tonight at 8. At a glittering award ceremony in London this week, the RSGB National Radio Centre team beat two other finalists to win the 2025 Sir Arthur Clarke Education and Outreach Team Award. The NRC team was recognised, quote, for inspiring all generations about amateur satellites by providing a unique insight into the world of radio communications, unquote. The awards are organised by the British Interplanetary Society. The award was accepted by RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, NRC Coordinator Martin Baker, G0GMB, and NRC Volunteers Patrick Wood, 2E0IFB, and Brian Hardy, G4BIP. In his acceptance speech, Steve Thomas thanked Martin and the 65 volunteers for the work they do in welcoming over 80,000 visitors to the NRC each year. He also said that through the Society's public outreach and STEM activities, it aims to help generate and support future RF engineers who may one day work in the space or related industries. Congratulations to the whole NRC team for this fantastic recognition of the great work that you do. Have you ever considered how to engage more girls and women in amateur radio? This question was discussed by a panel of female radio amateurs at the RSGB convention last month. The group touched on topics including accessibility to in-person activities, support and encouragement, as well as the potential obstacles to attracting more women into amateur radio. The discussion is now available to watch on the RSGB 2025 convention playlist on the RSGB's YouTube channel via youtube.com/the RSGB. And would be great to use for a club night to start in conversations and to help inspire new plans. You can also see the How to Encourage Thriving Clubs panel discussion in the same playlist where four clubs shared the activities that are helping them to gain members. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel to be first to hear about new videos when they are released. Tomorrow, the 3rd of November, join Graham Somerville, M3ZGS, owner and managing director of DSP Noise Cancelling Specialist, BHI Limited, for November's Tonight at 8 webinar. The presentation will give viewers an insight on how to improve speech clarity with digital signal processing technology and which products are suited best to specific applications and setups. Graham will also explain how noise cancelling will help those with hearing loss to enjoy amateur radio more. You can join the webinar and ask questions via the live chat on both the RSGB YouTube channel and special BATC channel. To find out more, go to rsgb.org/webinars. If you're planning to visit the RSGB National Radio Centre, please note that it will be closed at 4 p.m. over the winter months, in line with Bletchley Park's operating hours. Volunteers from the centre look forward to welcoming visitors. Remember that RSGB members can download a free entry voucher for Bletchley Park at rsgb.org/BP voucher. The Memorial Day QSO party is active in an The Memorial Day QSO party is an activity providing participants with an opportunity to honour amateur radio operators who are now silent key. The event is being sponsored and managed by the First Class CW Operators Club and is open to all licensed amateurs. The event began at 0900 UTC yesterday, the 1st, and ends at 8:59 UTC today, the 2nd of November. More information available by following the on-air tab at g4foc.org. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. Now for details of rallies and event, Rochdale and District Amateur Radio Society Winter Rally takes place on Saturday the 15th of November at St Vincent de Paul's Hall, Norden in Rochdale, OL127QR. The doors open at 10 a.m. Entry is for £3. Traders, catering and plenty free car parking will be available on site. More information, email rally.radars@hotmail.com. On Sunday the 30th of November, Bishop Auckland Radio Amateurs Club Rally is taking place at Spennymoor Leisure Centre, County Durham. Traders, caterers, ample parking and disabled facilities will be available. More information and downloadable trader forms, visit barac.org.uk. Special event news, members of the Latvian Radio Amateur League are active with a special call sign YL100LR. To mark the centenary of Latvias Radio's first broadcast on the 1st of November 1925. Today the 2nd is your chance to put the call sign in your log. Look for activity on the HF bands using FT8. QSOs will be uploaded to Logbook of the World, EQSL, QRZ.com and Club Log. The East Midlands Electronics and Radio Group will be on the air with GB1BK call sign to commemorate Remembrance Day. Operators expect to be active on at least the 8th and 9th of November during daylight hours. The team may also be active on Armistice Day the 11th. The station will operate from former RAF Binbrook in Lincolnshire. Listen for activity on all bands, but in particular 40 and 20 metre bands using SSB and the 2 metre band using FM. DX News, the 5K0UA team is active from St Andres Island, NA033, until tomorrow the 3rd. Operators are using CWFT8 and SSB on the 160 to 10 metre bands, QSL via OQRS and Logbook of the World. More info, visit imdx.org. Edgar 2K2IN is operating CW with the HC8M call sign from San Cristobal in the Galapagos Islands, SA004, until Tuesday the 4th of November, QSL via OQRS. Contest news, the United Kingdom and Ireland Contest Club DX SSB contest started at 1200 UTC yesterday the 1st, ends 1200 UTC today the 2nd. Using SSB on the 8 to 10 metre bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. UK and EI stations also send their district code. For full details, including the team competition and area codes, visit ukeicc.com or rsgbcc.org. Scores from RSGB members operating within the UK and Crown dependencies will be included in the HF Championship. The Work Tall Britain DX contest started at 1200 UTC today the 1st, ends at 1200 UTC today Sunday the 2nd of November using SSB on the 8 to 10 metre bands where contests are allowed. The exchange's signal report, serial number and Work Tall Britain area. RSGB 144 Meg CW Marconi contest started at 1400 UTC today, yesterday the 1st, ends at 1400 UTC today the 2nd, November, using CW on the 2 metre band, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. Tomorrow the 3rd, the RSGB Autumn Series Data Contest runs 2100 to 2130 UTC using RITI and PSK63 on the 80 metre band, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Tuesday the 4th, RSGB 144 MEGS FM Activity Contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC, FM on the 2 metre band, exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 4th, the RSGB 144 MEGS UK Activity Contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes on the 2 metre band, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday the 5th, the RSGB 144 MEGS FT8 Activity 4-hour contest runs 1700 to 2100 UTC, FT8 on the 2 metre band, exchanges report and 4-character locator. And also Wednesday the 5th, the 144 MEGS FT8 Activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC under the same conditions, FT8 on the 2 metre band, the exchanges report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest can enter the 2-hour contest. Also on Wednesday the 5th, the United Kingdom and Ireland Club 80 metre contest runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC. SSB on the 80 metre band exchanges your 6-character locator. The Werchtal Europe DX RITI contest runs 0000 UTC on Saturday the 8th, 2359 UTC on Sunday the 9th of November. RITI on the 80 to 10 metre band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Saturday the 8th, RSGB 1.8 Affiliated Societies contest runs 2000 to 2300 UTC. CW and SSB on the 160 metre band, exchange's signal report, serial number, and your club information. Sunday the 9th, UK Microwave Low Group Low Band contest runs 1000 to 1400 UTC. All modes on the 1.3 to 3.4 gigs frequencies, exchange's signal report, serial number, and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. They write, last weekend saw the HF shine as stations took part in the CQ Worldwide SSB contest. Geomagnetic conditions remained settled and DX was plentiful, with contacts possible as far away as Alaska to the west and China to the east. Given the unsettled conditions we've had recently, it was a welcome break as radio amateurs filled their logs with far-flung DX. As we enter November, we can still expect the fine autumnal conditions that made October good. However, as the month progresses, we can also anticipate improvements in low-frequency band DX, so keep an eye on the 80 and 40-metre bands. The solar flux index has declined somewhat, now standing at 118. This is still enough to get the 10-metre band humming, but it's a far cry from the 200-plus we saw at sunspot maximum. Nevertheless, get on the bands and work DX whilst you can. Two large coronal holes, one in the sun's northern hemisphere, one in the southern hemisphere, have been the sources of a fast solar wind stream. We may expect more geomagnetic disturbances today the 2nd. Also, active region 4246 is now coming around the sun's limb again and could be worth keeping an eye on. It's been emitting solar flares whilst behind the sun, so look out for more activity upon its return. The coming week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index could increase, perhaps starting the week at around 135, increasing to 150 by the 9th. The first half of the week should be quiet geomagnetically, but we may expect more unsettled geomagnetic conditions around the 7th to the 9th, when the KP index could increase to 5. Expect maximum usable frequencies to be depressed until the KP index recovers. VHF and up, the current spell of unsettled weather remains the focus for the foreseeable future. Previous models model runs had suggest the possibility of high pressure returning by the end of the coming week, but this is no longer the case. RSGB 144 MEG CW Marconi contest, which ends at 1400 UTC today the 2nd, looks to be under the influence of low pressure rather than any tropo producing highs. With the unsettled patterns continuing, the operational modes might be rain scatter for the gigahertz band, but not tropo. The chances of aurora are there, and after a very auroral sounding 40-metre band on Wednesday the 29th of October, when the KP index went up to 4, we should remember to remain alert to changed conditions on the high HF and VHF bands, but it probably needs something higher, like a KP index between 5 and 7 before getting excited about radio effects. The meteor scatter options look reasonable as we move into November, but the next important shower, the Leonids, doesn't peak until the 17th. We do, however, enter the edge of the stream later in the coming week. A final note of caution is that this unsettled type of weather pattern can produce rapidly developing lows and bring damaging winds to some parts of the country, so take the opportunity on quieter days to check antennas that are secure. For EME operators, the moon's declination is negative and rising, going positive today the 2nd, so moon windows, lengths and peak elevations are both rising. Path losses are still falling as we approach perigee on the 5th of November. 144 meg sky noise is low all week, rising to medium by next weekend. That's it from the propagation team. That's all from me also until next weekend.